can I start doing malacha on Matzei Shabbos? I already see three small stars. The time on the calendar has arrived. I've said Baruch HaMavle Ben Kaidush L'Chel. Are there any other impediments that are in place to stop me from yet doing malacha? So most people may view this question as quite strange. After all, if Shabbos is over and you've said Baruch HaMavdil, what else can be left to prohibit malacha from being done? So the answer is that the davening of Ma'ariv plays a special role in the allowance to do malacha after Shabbos. It all begins with the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, which states a very cryptic and strange statement, that any person who does malacha on Matzei Shabbos, Ein Eroesim and Bracha will not see a good omen, a good sign from his malacha. And the question here too is asked, why? Why should he not see a blessing if Shabbos is over and he's doing malacha? He's supposed to work 6 days a week. What's wrong with working after Shabbos? So the Torah in chapter 299 explains, based on the Yerushalmi, that this isn't referring to stam a person doing malacha on Matzei Shabbos. Of course you're allowed to do malacha on Matzei Shabbos. It's not Shabbos anymore. But it's referring to someone who does malacha prior to the completion of Seder Tefillah of Ma'ariv, prior to the completion of Ma'ariv. In other words, that in addition to waiting for Shabbos to be over and saying Baruch HaMavdim and Kedosh L'chol, you also have to finish Ma'ariv. This idea mentioned in the Torah is recorded L'Halacha in the Darkei Moshe, chapter 294, in the name of the Or Zeruah, and in the name of the Zohar, in the Magen Avraham, in chapter 299, Sif 17, and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, in chapter 299, Halacha 19. That in addition to waiting until three small consecutive stars are visible, and in addition to then saying Havdalah in prayer, or saying Baruch HaMavdim HaKadosh L'chol, every Baal Nefesh, says the Alter Rebbe, every meticulous person is to delay doing malacha until the congregation has recited the Seder Kedusha, which refers to the paragraph of Va'ata Kodesh, V'inayim, and then Va'ata Kodesh. Until all that is finished, one should not do malacha. And on this it states that one who does malacha beforehand, even if he's not a Baal Nefesh, will not see a Siman Bracha from it, will not see a good omen from it. What's the reason? Okay, so this is how we rule, but what's the logic? Shabbos is over. What's Ma'ariv got to do with it? So the Zohar in Parshas Bereishis and in Parshas Bamidbar explains, and it is brought down in the Magen Avraham and in the Darkei Tshuva, the Darkei Moshe, that the Neshamis and Gehenim have a break on Shabbos. They have a vacation. They get taken out of the fire. And they only return after Klal Yisrael resumes to do work after Ma'ariv. However, until Klal Yisrael begins doing malach after Ma'ariv, they remain in their vacation outside of the hot tub, outside of the furnace. So when a Jew goes ahead and does malacha before the conclusion of Ma'ariv, he causes the stoking of the fires of Gehenna to occur prematurely. And continues the Zayir and says, and this causes that the neshamas that are now returned to that premature fire begin cursing him and prosecuting him and persecuting him, because he now caused them to burn a little earlier than they're supposed to go to Gehenna. And therefore the Zayir concludes, the one who's not machmir in this gets severely punished. Well, this is the background reason behind this restriction. Practically, the Alter Rebbe and the other Paiskim don't really record it in this way, but simply write that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir, and one who isn't machmir doesn't see a Siman Bracha. Practically, everyone should try to be particular in this matter, as stated, not to do any malacha prior to the conclusion of Ma'ariv. We will now discuss a number of related questions to the subject. Does this apply to women as well? Does it apply to one's personal Ma'ariv, or does it have to be specifically the Ma'ariv of the congregation? What kind of malacha is prohibited or is restricted? Biblical, rabbinical, what about for the sake of a mitzvah? So let's begin. It's clear from the original sources, the Darkei Moshe, the Torah, the Magen Avraham, that the idea of not doing malacha until after Ma'ariv, Seder Kedusha of Ma'ariv, applies also to women. No difference between men and women in this. However, practically, the widespread custom of women is to be lenient, to begin doing malacha as soon as Shabbos is over on the calendar, and they recite Baruch HaMavdi. And they do not wait until the husbands come back from shul, or until they can estimate that the shul has finished their davening of Ma'ariv. For whatever reason, women are not accustomed to be machmir in this Baal Nefesh Chumrah. Regarding if we follow one's personal davening of Ma'ariv or the davening of the congregation, so it's clear from the wording of the Alter Rebbe and the Magen Avraham and other Paiskim that it's the davening of the tzibur of the congregation that counts. So if you personally daven Ma'ariv, But the tzibur of the city, or the congregation they usually daven by, did not yet finish davening ma'ariv, then you still are not to do melacha until you estimate that they as well have concluded. Regarding the type of melacha that is restricted, so the Alter Rebbe and the Magen Avraham write that it's specifically biblical melacha, such as lighting a candle and the like. However, rabbinical malacha, such as moving mukta, is permitted even prior to Seder Kedusha, so long as you've already said Baruch HaMavim Kedush L'chol and Shabbos has ended. So this entire chumrah that we're mentioning here only applies to not doing biblical malacha. Regarding malacha for the sake of a mitzvah, so the Al-Tebbe writes that it's permitted to light the candles in the shul before Ma'ariv, as it's being done for the sake of a mitzvah to light up the shul. So even by a biblical malacha, you're allowed to do so if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. So to summarize, men are not to perform any melacha even after Shabbos has concluded and they recite a Baruch HaMavdil until after the congregation that they daven by completes the recital of Atar Kodesh, the completion of Ma'ariv. However, a rabbinical melacha may be done beforehand, as well as even a biblical melacha may be done beforehand if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Based on all this, let's now tackle a number of practical questions and answers. May one smoke a cigarette before Ma'ariv after reciting Baruch HaMavdil? It is clear, based on what we just explained, that one is not to do so. If the electricity went out in shul or at the house, can you turn it back on prior to Ma'ariv? The answer is yes, so long as you've said Baruch HaMavdil. As such a case, it's being done for the sake of having light so you can daven. So it's for the sake of a mitzvah and it's permitted. If a mourner is davening for the Amud on Matzei Shabbos, may he light the five candles that are customarily lit before Ma'ariv? The answer is min adin himei. As we said earlier, you're allowed to light candles for the shul. However, practically the custom of mourners is not to do so. They don't light the five customary candles on Matzei Shabbos. There are many Chabad shuls which have a custom of putting on a Rebbe video after Ma'ariv for the congregation. The question is asked, may the Gabbai or whoever else is in charge of sending it up begin sending it up prior to Atar Kodesh being recited? So based on what we already explained, you can argue that it's mutter, as sending up a Rebbe video is considered like a mitzvah, especially Kveda Tzibur, so you don't have to delay the congregation for them to wait after Ma'ariv for it to be set up, as well as it's only rabbinical malacha, moving mukta, turning on plugs, turning on the machine, etc. There's no filament, it's only rabbinical, so it's permitted. Nonetheless, practically, it's best to abstain doing so until after Atar Kodesh and set an example for the congregation that ideally malacha is to be pushed off until then. In one shul that I was by, I noticed that the Gabbai was setting up the video prior to Atar Kodesh. As soon as he finished Mina Esrei, he would begin setting it up. I went over to the Rav of the shul and I told him, what about the warning of the Zohar? What about the words of the Alter Rebbe that you're not supposed to do malacha till after Atar Kodesh? So the Rav told me he's told the Gabbai already a number of times and he never listens to him. Well, that specific Matzei Shabbos, the video didn't work. He set everything up before Atar Kodesh, nothing worked. The Rav called him over and he told him, you can only set it up after Atar Kodesh. You can listen the easy way, you can listen the hard way. He saw it as an omen from heaven for the machine not working due to it being done prior to Atar Kodesh, as the Torah writes, in the name of the Gemara Psachim, Ein Ra Siman Bracha, you don't see a blessing from such work.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.